Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, you're listening to Wrestling Observer with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive.
Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here for the next 2 hours talking pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. Packed weekend, as it is pretty much every weekend here at Wrestling Observer Live. We've got results of last night's Strikeforce show, the Fedor versus Dan Henderson show. It was, unfortunately, Fedor's third loss in a row. We'll tell you about that show last night. We'll give you our thoughts on that. What did Fedor say after the show? And by after the show, I mean in the post-fight press conference, not immediately afterwards, where he said what he says every time, which is that he's going to leave his future in God's hands. He was pressed at the press conference about whether or not he personally, all God aside, whether he personally wants to continue fighting. So we'll talk to you about that here tonight. What is the future of Fedor? What is the future of Dan Henderson? They admitted that his contract had expired in Strikeforce. Is he going back to Strikeforce? Should he go to UFC? What has he talked about? We'll tell you about that. Plus results of the rest of the show as well. There is a new 135-pound women's champion. Tons of stuff to talk about in regards to Strikeforce, including the departure of the Strikeforce World Heavyweight Champion. Alistair Overeem is out of the company. We'll tell you why that happened, how that affects the Strikeforce Grand Prix Tournament, and so much more. The Grand Prix Tournament, by the way, we got a lot to talk about in regards to that. If you look at the brackets on the show last night, the tournament has been a disaster. With Overeem out, it's an even bigger disaster, and there is the potential for the tournament to become an even bigger disaster, if that is possible. We'll tell you about that on the program here tonight. Plus, pro wrestling news. We'll talk about Raw this past Monday night, two title changes, and the return after a whopping one-week hiatus of CM Punk. We'll tell you how the ratings have been doing of late, where they are going for SummerSlam. We've had the first CM Punk versus John Cena matches at the house shows. We'll tell you what happened in those matches. Plus, a look at SummerSlam. We'll look at the TNA pay-per-view that's coming up next weekend. The Impact show from this past Thursday night where Eric Bischoff was held hostage by a bird. Tell you about that. Plus, a lot of other stuff as well, including UFC in Philly, Abdullah the Butcher being sued for $6.5 million. $6.5 million and more. All of that coming up after the break. You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false, Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh, true.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
If long-term unmanageable debt is making your life miserable and you're tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, get ready for a toll-free number that will change your life. Trinity Debt Management has been helping people just like you cut their interest rates by as much as 60% and increase their credit scores by up to 200 points. In fact, they have a proven program that has worked for thousands. If you're ready to consolidate your bills into one manageable monthly payment and pay off your debt, then call for a free, no-obligation analysis. Trinity's certified counselors will explain the entire program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. To cut your interest rates and help your credit score, call Trinity today at 800-899-0615. That's 800-899-0615. Get a fresh start. Call for free information now. 800-899-0615. 800-899-0615.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 877-499-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. That's 1-877-499-MYTV.
I'm in the I need a three-phase cooling tower motor to stay in business. Business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us. Business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I want to teach you a lesson you'll never forget. We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here from WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Here every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern, Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio Channel 92, as well as the front page of the website at WrestlingObserver.com, your home for pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. We are here to talk all of the news in wrestling and MMA, including last night's Strikeforce show. The third straight loss for Fedor Emelianenko. I don't know about you, Mike, but I was predicting that Fedor was going to win this fight. I just thought he's going in there the heavier man for once. It's been two losses. He lost via submission, which may have been a fluke. He lost to a much larger man. He's going in against Dan Henderson, who's very, very small. Shouldn't even probably be at 205. He could probably fight at 185. And here he is fighting as a heavyweight. I just thought this was Fedor's chance. And the ironic thing about the fight was it went exactly like a lot of Fedor's fights back in the day, where Dan Henderson played the role of Fedor. He was getting beaten on. He was getting pounded. And then he slipped out the back door and snatched victory from the jaws of defeat, if you want to call it that. And what did you think of the fight? And more specifically, what did you think of the stoppage? Was it early?
Definitely don't think that the stoppage was early, because I guess you can argue that too, and I wasn't the one getting hit, so I don't know, but it certainly looked like the way his head snapped back, and it was tough because the only way you could have really truly seen it if there was a camera embedded in the ring right where Fedor fell. But the shot comes up, it rocks his head back, he goes down, he does look a little noodle-ish, that, and again, I don't know, because it was so quick. Fedor obviously didn't. He said afterwards that he thought it was a quick stoppage twice, which is something that is, it's not like it's something he would normally say or anything like that. So, maybe he actually does believe it. I don't know, but he didn't protest too hard. I know his people were very upset, but they didn't make a scene in the ring or anything like that. So, I don't know. To me, it's a good stoppage. It was a good stoppage. And it was, after watching Scott Smith, too, get taken apart, it's, you watch again after this and you go, well, how much more does Fedor have? And who would I want to see him against at this point, too? So, and is he worth the money? Because I believe this was the last fight of his deal. So, nobody wants to go out losing. And maybe he wasn't out cold or anything like that. But, and give Henderson credit. Dan Henderson hits hard. He really, really does. He's just one of those guys that people forget in the long history of things, of his tenacity. And he is your stereotypical American amateur wrestler who is just tough as nails and rolls on. And I'm not even sure how old he is now. He's been fighting for, well over a decade, and he's been in competition for, at least two decades. It's just, I'm so incredibly impressed with Dan Henderson, and who knows what's going to happen with him, with the whole shakeout of the UFC and Strikeforce as things go on, but he's probably their most popular guy, and he came up huge on a night when he needed to come up huge.
This is the last fight on both of their deals, and as far as the stoppage goes, it's a rough deal. With stoppages, the referee is right there, and the referee doesn't get the benefit that we all get of getting to watch the instant replay afterwards. Yeah, you can watch the instant replay and make all sorts of decisions and slow it down and, you know, watch it again. Ref doesn't get to do that. He has to make a split-second decision. And when Dan Henderson, at the end of the first round, snuck out the back door and waffled Fedor, Fedor went stomach down, dead limp. And when that happens, you've got to make an immediate decision, and the referee decided he's unconscious, it's over. And yes, Fedor may have been woken up by some of those other punches, but you know what? He was out, and it's too late. The fight was over. And thing with Fedor, I mean, it was interesting because Fedor is a very humble guy, and Fedor is willing to accept if he loses, as he has in the past. But this was an example where he flat out said this fight was stopped too early. Now, does that mean that it was? Well, not really, because we've seen plenty of guys that they get knocked out, they wake up, they have no idea what happened, they have no idea where they're at or why the fight has stopped. And, you know, Fedor went face down and got knocked out, and then, you know, a split second later he gets hit in the head and wakes up and turns over. He probably never even knew that moment even happened. You know, in his brain, he you know, Henderson snuck out the back door, and the next thing you know, he's on his back defending. And he's wondering why this thing got stopped. He doesn't remember. So it's tough to say. I didn't have a problem with the decision. It is going to be interesting to see where Fedor goes from here. To me, if I were UFC and Strikeforce, you know, either one, Fedor was so popular last night, and he's so beloved. It doesn't matter that he's gotten these three losses. I know there are people that they felt that he was robbed last night, or even if he wasn't robbed, it was such a great fight. They'd love to see these two guys fight again. And if Fedor were asking for a reasonable amount of money, him and his management team, I should say his management team, not Fedor. I don't think that he's asking for unreasonable money. But if M1 Global was asking for reasonable money, then if I were Zuffa, I would try to put together a deal for him. But, you know, if you're looking at a deal where in total they need to pay this guy almost $1.5 million for all of his fights, coming off three losses, you unfortunately cannot justify that. So I don't know if we're going to see Fedor back, at least in Zuffa. He may fight again in Russia on M1 shows. But his time with Zuffa may be over. And I don't know what you would do, Mike, but those are certainly my thoughts.
Well, turning back to the stoppage, too, a good referee studies in boxing, no matter where you are, in any sport, really. I mean, the good ones go and study who is the pitcher on the mound, the fighter that they're going to referee. And when you look at Fedor and you go, you know, he was beaten up by Antonio Silva, you know, the 69 seconds against Verdum, which was a little bit of a different story, but he was rocked with Brett Rogers. He was rocked with Arlovski. When you think about the fact that he hasn't beaten a real player at heavyweight since Krokop in 2005, I mean, you take those things into account, too, I think. And then taking those things into account when it comes up to a new contract, I mean, yeah, I mean, to me, it's a no-brainer that you sign Fedor because you can still get value out of him. People still like him. People would still buy the merchandise. But with that said, if you have to do anything with M1 Global, it's not worth it. I mean, Overeem and Fedor can have a fight in Japan or have a fight in Europe, and it will do well. They'll make good money for one shot, but, you know, that what else? Then what's left? I mean, Barnett and Fedor? I mean, that's the only other fight that hasn't happened either. And again, I don't know if people at this point would really truly care compared to several other heavyweight fights you can make. So if he's willing to come off of money, if he says he wants to fight again, which afterwards he did, you know, and they're willing to play ball with the UFC, and that's great because long-term for them, that's probably where we're going to make their most money, I would assume. But then again, I'm not in Russia, so I don't know how much they can juice out of there. I just, you know, as far as not tarnishing his legacy, that would probably be the best thing for it, because even if he loses or is embarrassed on a flashy, happy scale in the UFC, it looks better and looks better on his legacy if that happens there as opposed to some small show in Amsterdam or a show in Russia or something like that.
He was pressed. He was asked, we know that you're going to leave this in God's hands, but what do you want to do, Fedor? And he basically said that he'd been an athlete his entire life. All he did was train and work out and fight. And if it were up to him, he would like to fight again. But he said he wanted to go home and see his newborn child. So apparently that's what he's going to do for now. And we'll see what the future of Fedor is. It's It's going to be interesting. Henderson said that he'd like to fight in Strikeforce again, but he also apparently made some comments about how he would like, as Strikeforce, he is the 205-pound champion. As 205-pound champion, he would like to be able to go to UFC and perhaps do a unification match against the 205-pound champion down the road. Whether they'll bring him back, I don't know. After his last couple performances, I think that it would make sense to bring him back, but I guess we shall see. If you were Dana White, would you bring back Henderson, or would you leave him in Strikeforce?
Oh, man, I would bring back Henderson, absolutely, at least down the line. I mean, at least you run him out of Strikeforce until he's done there. Yeah, absolutely, I would.
Well, technically, he's done there right now.
Well, I mean, absolutely, I'd bring him back. I mean, why not? It worked with Rampage, you know, the title versus title thing, and, you know, there's money to be made there.
Thing is, you're also, you're unifying titles. I'm not sure if they're in the,
No, you're not. You don't have to say that.
Well, let's talk about this after the break, because we're coming right up against a break, because I have a couple things I have to say about that, including one about Dana and his thoughts on Strikeforce, apparently, at this point. Let's head to a break. We'll come back in just a moment. You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
With so many gas-saving options, it's no surprise Toyota's the number one choice among consumers. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 60 months on a new 2011 Camry or a 2011 Tundra. Plus, get low lease payments, APRs, or customer cash on your favorite Toyotas like Corolla, Sienna, Highlander, Venza, and Avalon. And every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, a complimentary maintenance plan with roadside assistance. We have lots to choose from, so hurry in today. Toyota.
Toyota is the number one choice among consumers based on Toyota brand retail sales CY 2010. 0% APR for 60 months with $1,667 per $1,000 borrowed on approved credit from Toyota Financial Services. Program covers normal factory schedule service for 2 years or 25K, whichever occurs first. See participating dealer for vehicle eligibility and complete coverage details. Offers exclude Camry Hybrid. Offers may vary by region. Offers end 7511.
Toyota, a proud sponsor of Calling All Sports and the Toyota Road Shows with Marty Terrell.
If you are in any trouble with the IRS, this message is for you. If the IRS is garnishing your wages, sending threatening letters, placed liens on your personal property, you still have rights. Ameristar Tax Centers wants to give you free information and a free consultation to show you how to save the maximum amount of money. Our expert team of tax professionals goes to work right away to negotiate the lowest payment possible. We'll represent you before the IRS or state taxing authority. Our results speak for themselves. So call us today for a free, no-obligation, one-on-one consultation.
Be careful. The IRS can coerce you into paying more than you actually owe.
Ameristar is a certified member of the Tax Freedom Institute. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief.
So call for free information now.
800-583-1974. 800-583-1974. Help is here. Call 800-583-1974.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here from WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We are here for the next 2 hours talking pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. Before the break, talking about Fedor versus Henderson. Should Henderson go to UFC and unify the titles? And Mike, you were saying yes, saying they didn't have to mention the titles. He was talking a unification match. And I think if you're going to have a unification match, you may as well mention the titles. But I think it's a little bit too early to be unifying Strikeforce titles, because I think there's still a little bit of juice left in Strikeforce.
Well, that's the whole thing. I mean, he can talk about it all he wants. He can talk about, I mean, Nick Diaz, if he goes to fight GSP, could talk about, you know, having a title or something. It doesn't really matter. I mean, they can allude to it. They own it, but they don't really get right down to it. You can just say champion versus champion, and, you know, fine. Dana, if they say Henderson wins, well, he came over from Strikeforce, and he vacated that title over and won this one, and that's really just let it go after that. I mean, the hardcores won't, you know, forget or anything like that, but, you know, history won't show that it's title versus title, and it just, I don't think it really matters. I mean, if you can make the fight make money, and that's the one you want to do, then okay, yeah, I mean, get them and sign them, but I just, you know, definitely not for a unification, because I wouldn't unify anything. I would try to keep that. This is just me. I would rather have Strikeforce be a separate company for the most part, as long as possible, at least until everything runs out. I mean, there's no reason to try to drive it into the ground more or anything like that, but just, you know, wait it out and mix them together later on down the line.
Dana, last night, I think it was during the prelims, actually. It might have been quite a while, actually, before the main show went on the air. But he sent out a tweet, and I'm trying to find it here. Essentially, he just was talking about how excited that he was that he was going to a concert tonight. And Rage Against the Machine was what it was. He goes, oh, I'm going to Rage. I just thought, wow. You know, I'm sure you're excited to go to the concert, but do you have to mention that, like, right before the Strikeforce broadcast starts? Doesn't that kind of...
Of course.
I don't know. But, you know, I just... Kill it. You know? If you really don't care, just kill it. I realize you can't because of Showtime contracts and that sort of thing, but, I mean, it's like, to me, you either go all the way or you don't even bother. And in order to go all the way with Strikeforce, I mean, you gotta do what you can to keep Strikeforce guys on Strikeforce shows. You can't keep having your champions, you know, go over to UFC and vacate their titles in Strikeforce. It just comes off as such a rinky-dink, second-rate promotion when you do all that. And then you've got the, you know, one of the part owners of Zuffa going on Twitter, and he's more excited about Rage Against the Machine than your Fedor show tonight. It's just like, it sends the message, it just repeatedly sends the message to people that this is a promotion that you don't need to care about. Which begs the question, why did you even buy it then? You know, what was the point of the Strikeforce thing? Unless it was just to eventually, which obviously it is, you know, merge everything into UFC. But I don't know. I would wait till, like, you know, when there's 6 months left on your Showtime deal and you know you're not re-signing with them and you know the thing's going to die, then yeah, go do all of your unification matches there. But until that time comes, you know, make some money off this group. This group needs all the help they can get, and all of this stuff is not helping.
No, of course not. I mean, of course it's not helping, but it's just, yeah, I guess there's enough ill will there and everything else. Yeah, I don't understand why you would. Again, you're buying it for, you get the legacy of all the tapes and, I mean, everything that goes with it, and obviously down the line. But I would, you know, just because you can and just because you have the people. I mean, think about this show in another era or another, you know, a couple of years ago, probably would have been a pay-per-view caliber show. You can make the argument of why it would be. You know, you got a, you know, a contendership match. You got a big women's match with, you know, who by default now is probably the biggest women's draw out there. You got Fedor against Henderson, two huge names. You got, you know, all this other stuff. And, you know, and it's being treated as, I mean, it's not only second class, but obviously Dana talking about Rage Against the Machine, which, you know, hey, that was a great concert to go to in 1997, too. You know, for God's sake. So, you know, for him to throw that dick in there, yeah, it doesn't really make any sense to do that. And again, he was probably happy to go to the show and everything, but they didn't really exactly come across with their best foot forward that way, I guess.
The Misha Tate fight against Marlos Kunin for the 135-pound title. Awesome finish to the fight. Marlos Kunin, great jiu-jitsu, great off her back. Misha took her down in the first round and held her down, and Kunin did a great job just avoiding taking punishment. Second round, She used her jiu-jitsu to dominate the round. I would not give it a 10-8 because she was never close to finishing, but just complete domination on the ground. And then the third round was back to the other side with Misha taking her down and holding her down. And on the bottom, Kunin started throwing these elbows to her head. And she's throwing these elbows. She's actually doing more damage from the bottom than Misha is doing from the top, inside control, mind you. So she's throwing these elbows, and I'm sitting there watching, man, I don't know if I've seen a lot of people try this from the bottom, just throwing these elbows from this position. And suddenly she lifts her arm up. Misha catches her arm and traps it against her head and mounts her, moves to the other side, and she's in a head and arm choke. And Marlos Kunin, for the first time ever, taps out and loses her title. It was awesome. And Misha just went nuts, and she was so happy. And Kunin afterwards pretty much admitted, I thought there was no chance of this woman tapping me out, and this is what happens when you get cocky. And Misha was talking about how she wanted to submit Marlos, beat her at her own game, which she did, and she is your new 135-pound champion. And we'll see what it means, if anything, for women's MMA. They obviously, they're looking for a replacement for Gina Carano, and Misha Tate is... I've seen Misha Tate, like, in person, backstage at events, and she looks incredible. She looks much better in person than she does on television or in photographs. So that's kind of a, I don't know what that means. I mean, if you're there at a live event, I'm sure it's great, but it doesn't come across quite as well on television. So I don't think she's really another Gina Carano as far as, you know, Gina had a special something where she was very good looking. Guys loved her. She wasn't so good looking that the girls hated her. It's a very fine line to walk. And I don't know if Misha has that. And I don't know if she's a good enough fighter to hold that belt long term. We shall see. But it was a fun fight, and we got a new champion.
Well, if nothing else, she does have the fluorescent colors of the Coco Beware Owen Hart team High Energy back in the day. But yeah, I mean, like, I gotta admit, I thought the same thing that Marlos did. I mean, there was no way I thought, not that I thought there was no way Tate would win the fight, but I thought it was going to be very doubtful because I thought Marlos is too big. She's going to be able to chop her down. She's just too good. And that, you know, Tate would end up being the one that gets caught that way. But how it turned out, I mean, it was great. And it was a battle of a fight. And it was, I guess there was a bad women's fight on the undercard. And obviously, Dana White and the UFC is not keen. I mean, if they were keen on, you know, ratcheting up, because Dana always said, well, there's not enough women to make good divisions and this, that, and the other. And then they buy Strikeforce, and you go, oh, okay, maybe they changed their tune here a little bit, but no Gina Carano around, no, you know, couldn't figure out a deal with Cyborg. It didn't look good, and it still doesn't look good, but at least you got a really cool story. I mean, you know, obviously her being exhausted and celebrating afterwards in a really good fight with two women who, again, yeah, they're not Gina Carano, but they were attractive women that had a great fight, and I'd like to see that fight again. And they already have a Kaufman fight, you know, the rematch with her set up. So it's, you know, there's at least two more fights that I wouldn't mind seeing, but obviously, again, it all depends on what happens with the UFC. And again, there's another reason there. If you don't want to do it in the UFC, it's another reason to keep Strikeforce around, too, or at least try to put your best foot forward with it, because there aren't a lot of, you know, high-end women fighters. I mean, it took a long time for boxing to have as many as they do now, and even then they're not superstars or anything like that. But, you know, that's one place where, you know, I'm fine. I'm fine with amateur women's wrestling. In Japan, it's far more accepted. I'm fine with women, you know, in kickboxing, and I'm fine with women in MMA. And if, even though there's not a lot of them, we'll utilize Strikeforce for that, and at least, but also come out too, I would say, and at least give some confidence to the people that are under contract, these women, because they were all scratching their heads when the UFC bought the company of what could happen. And I don't think there's a whole lot of confidence instilled in them right now that things are going to go on.
Now, if, let's say the Showtime contract ended in 3 months, which it doesn't, but let's just say that it does. Would you say that in 4 months, women's MMA in this country is finished?
Nope, not at all. In fact, it's going to keep growing because as women take more self-defense courses, as, you know, they're more into the stuff. I mean, look, there are a lot of women that go to UFC shows. They're usually the ones getting in the fights in the crowds. But, you know, my wife, who never cared about any of this stuff before, I mean, she's into it. She's got her favorite fighters. She, you know, wouldn't mind actually learning jujitsu, and she's not the only one. There's lots of people like that, whereas it becomes more ingrained in society. It's, you know, again, look how many people don't accept it, women being part of that group, but younger women who are getting, you know, growing up used to it, you know, it's just going to continue on. Now, you could wait on that. The UFC would probably say they would wait until that until it gets more accepted and there are more women fighters before they feature them. But you know what? You got an undercard and a show like in Philadelphia. If you added on two of the women fighters from Strikeforce to put on that show, it, you know, at least it would be something else. And again, it's just something you can utilize where, you know, why bury it? Try to pick off the best of it that you can and feature it appropriately.
So overall, a pretty good show last night. I enjoyed it. Not the best Strikeforce show of all time. Very, very exciting main event. If you get a chance to check it out again, make sure that you you do so. That is leading, of course, to the UFC show coming up, presumably in Philadelphia next week. God knows at this point that everybody could just drop out at the same time at this point. UFC 133. If I just look at the card here, I don't think off the top of my head I can tell you exactly how many substitutions and people pulling out there have been, but it is in the range of about eight on a show that has, what do we got, 11 fights. 11 fights and approximately eight people have pulled out. I'll try and go through this here very quickly during the break. We'll talk about it when we come back, but a cursed show. So we're going to talk about this and a lot more when we get back. Wrestling Observer Live. You're on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
With so many gas-saving options, it's no surprise Toyota's the number one choice among consumers. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 60 months on a new 2011 Camry or a 2011 Tundra. Plus, get low lease payments, APRs, or customer cash on your favorite Toyotas like Corolla, Sienna, Highlander, Venza, and Avalon. And every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, a complimentary maintenance plan with roadside assistance. We have lots to choose from, so hurry in today. Toyota.
Toyota is the number one choice among consumers based on Toyota Brand Retail Sales CY 2010. 0% APR for 60 months with $1,667 per $1,000 borrowed on approved credit from Toyota Financial Services. Program covers normal factory schedule service for 2 years or 25K, whichever occurs first. See participating dealer for vehicle eligibility and complete coverage details. Offers exclude Camry Hybrid. Offers may vary by region. Offers end 7511.
Toyota, a proud sponsor of Calling All Sports and the Toyota Road Shows with Marty Terrell.
Hey, I don't know about you, but I get really frustrated with my computer. Now, what do you do when you get frustrated by your computer? Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks here for My Computer Works. Now, whether you have a simple question or it's a major computer crisis, My Computer Works can help. Now, when you have a problem with your computer, you simply pick up the phone, call their friendly technicians, and they connect directly to your computer and fix the problem for you. It's immediate, it's safe, it's secure, and it doesn't require anyone coming into your home. There's no problem or question too small. My Computer Works is your personal computer help desk. And only $24.95 a month. You can call them when you need them.
Call My Computer Works right now at 1-800-574-3017. That's 1-800-574-3017. Again, it's toll free at 1-800-574-3017.
Hey, My Computer Works. Does yours?
If you're a sports fan, get the exciting Sports Byline Baseball app, now available in the iTunes App Store. You'll hear home run heroes like Hank Aaron, Mickey Mantle, and others talk about their unforgettable blasts. Watch in-studio interviews like Jose Canseco as he talks about his steroid use. In Voices of the Game, baseball's greatest announcers talk about their careers. Check out Baseball Memories as Willie Mays, Cal Ripken Jr., and others share their memorable moments. And if you like baseball books, you can listen to authors talk about theirs. Available in the iTunes App Store.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here from WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We are here for the next hour and a half talking pro wrestling and mixed martial arts for the latest news and info in pro wrestling and MMA. You can always head to WrestlingObserver.com. Daily news updates. We got show reviews. We had ongoing play-by-play of Strikeforce last night and tons of radio shows. If you love this show, and it's the only chance you get per week, dear Wrestling Observer Live, you are missing out. We do 15 to 20 radio shows on the website every single week. exactly like the one we... Well, I shouldn't say exactly like the one we're doing right now. Some of them significantly better. No, we got plenty of shows. We got plenty of radio show hosts. We cover pretty much everything in wrestling and mixed martial arts. We have shows dedicated to pro wrestling. We have shows dedicated to mixed martial arts. We have shows that look at the indies. We have shows that look at Mexico. We have shows that look at Japan. We have shows that mix everything together. We have interviews. We've interviewed some of the biggest names in the history of wrestling. Bruno Sammartino, Chris Jericho, Steve Austin, Daniel Bryan. The list goes on and on. It's all up at WrestlingObserver.com. Not only to get the brand new shows if you sign up, and it is only $10.99 per month, not only do you get all of the brand new shows, but you get our archive. For your $10.99, you get the full archive of every show we have ever done dating back to 2005. I know that sounds ridiculous, that for such a low price, you can get all of this, but it is true. If you sign up right now for $10.99, jump into the archive, you can get shows from 2006, 2007, 2008. Every show we have ever done is up there right now. It's like the Smithsonian. If you sign up for 1 month, it is impossible for you to go through the entire thing. It's impossible. It is absolutely impossible. So you'll have to sign up for longer than that. But if you sign up for 1 month, you don't like it, you just never have to sign up again. But I think you will like it. In fact, I've said this many times, I guarantee that if you love Wrestling Observer Live, I guarantee that if you sign up at WrestlingObserver.com, you will not regret it. If you've got a commute, if you like to listen to audio while you work out at the gym, while you go to work and hang out at the wherever you like to listen to your audio, now's your chance to listen to this program pretty much every single day. And if you go to the archives, you can probably listen to the show all day long, every day for like a year. And you won't run out of audio. So check it out, WrestlingObserver.com. If you want to know more about what you can get, head to WrestlingObserver.com. Scroll down the right-hand side of the page. It's a listing of our latest free radio shows. They're MP3s. Just click on them, download them, listen to them. Listen to them at work tomorrow. And if you like what you hear, consider signing up because you can get that kind of audio goodness every single day forever at this point. So anyway, check it out. Pretty sure you'll enjoy it. And if not, email me and we'll make it right. So anyway, we are talking about the UFC 133 show in Philly. During the break, I estimate that 9 matches were changed on this show. 9 matches, everybody. And that is a 12-match show. So how that works, I don't know. 11-match show, actually. So, that's a lot of guys pulling out, a lot of guys getting hurt, a lot of guys doing replacements, a lot of fights getting switched around. And currently, as of the time that you are listening to this, and God knows this could change by tomorrow, we've got Rashad Evans, Tito Ortiz, Vitor Belfort versus Yoshihiro Akiyama, Dennis Hallman versus Brian Ebersole. And yes, God bless Dennis Hallman, but he is third from the top on this show, which tells you how many substitutions there have been. Jorge Rivera against Konstantinos Filipow. I'm never good with these names. Rory McDonald versus Mike Pyle. That is your main card. Plus, on Spike TV, there is a Matt Hamill, Alexander Gustafsson fight, and Chad Mendez versus Ronnie Yahya. And it is a card. It is a card. What do you think, Mike?
Well, it's a card, and I'll be there. And you know what? We always talk about cards that look disappointing on paper or have had problems like this. You know, hey, you never know. Somehow, some way, every single one of these fights airs on Facebook, airs on Spike, airs on the pay-per-view. All may end up being fantastic. You never know till it happens. But this may be a show that if it does, you know, things do fall that way and ends up being somehow excellent from top to bottom, there's going to be people that have to let other people know about it because realistically, you know, I don't know what the advance is now. A couple weeks ago it was 4,500. Whatever it is, it's probably going to be far from sold out. It's a show that with other shows coming up, with shows that have just passed, for somebody on pay-per-view or somebody who's not sure, I mean, you know, the diehards will buy it. It'll get a baseline, but you know what, from there, you know, how many people are going to order this? And yeah, Rashad and Tito is better on paper than Rashad and Phil Davis. But, you know, Belfort, Akiyama, and like you said, Hallman, Ebersole, that's the thing that really sticks out from the top. And again, God bless both of those guys. But third from the top on a pay-per-view that's going to cost you $50. And, you know, hey, it's odds are this one is not going to go over too well. But again, until it happens, you never know.
I was there when they made the announcement that Bones and Rashad were going to have a fight, and My God, that night, people were excited for that fight. They were so excited for that fight. And now, of course, Bones versus Rashad ended up becoming Rashad versus Phil Davis after John Jones pulled out due to a hand injury, which at the time he said was going to need surgery, but as it turns out, it doesn't need surgery. And, you know, he's out of that fight. And then they put Phil Davis in, and Phil Davis, Rashad Evans, it's kind of a fight that people were really all that excited about. And then Rashad pulled out, and Tito Ortiz took his place. And Ortiz coming off that win over Ryan Bader, total win-win situation for Tito Ortiz here. If he beats Rashad Evans, he is in line for a championship match. And in their last fight, you know, Tito Ortiz, had he not grabbed the fence, there's a very decent chance. I can't say a great chance, because had he not grabbed the fence, he would have been taken down, and God knows what would have happened then. But had he not grabbed the fence, he would have beaten Rashad Evans. So, you know, it's not impossible. It's not out of the range of, I mean, nothing's impossible in MMA after we saw Tito beat Ryan Bader. But, you know, there's a possibility he could win this fight. And if he loses, he took the fight on short notice. And, you know, he's going to get more fights after this, even if he gets blown out. So, you know, win-win situation for him. Tito versus Rashad is a better main event than Rashad versus Phil Davis for your casual fan. Whether it's a better fight, I'm sure people would argue otherwise. But that is your new main event of the show. And I don't know. I guess we'll see how it goes. Jones and Rashad, you know, there had been so much talk about that fight. And I know there are a lot of, I shouldn't say there are a lot of people, there are some people that are questioning Bones after he pulled out of the fight, claiming he needed surgery, and then he didn't need surgery. But, you know, from I'll just say, people that have seen Rashad and Bones training, suffice to say, they do not believe that Bones is dodging Rashad in any way. Let's just put it that way. So, you know, we'll see how it goes down the road. But who are you picking for the main event of this fight? I would presume Rashad.
Oh yeah, I'm taking Rashad. Not, you know, I was in Newark for the last show too, where they tried to do the, you know, the face off and everything, and yeah, the great story about, you know, Bones chasing after the mugger and all that went down. But you also started to see that week the turn by people, and people poking them and people testing them a little bit, and, you know, kind of got tired of doing the media junket, and people were picking things out and, you know, saying things about him, and he obviously had open ears to it, where, you know, people were starting to pluck at him a little bit. And, you know, it's just, you know, there's going to be, it's probably going to be like Rashad, where there's going to be people that you either love or hate him. I think it's probably going to be the same thing with Bones, too, and I think that's until he gives you a reason. I know it happens so much in fighting and boxing and in MMA, where guys claim injury to get out of something, or they don't, not to get out of it, but just, you know, they want to delay the inevitable or something like that. And, you know, again, I don't think in this case that's the case. And, again, no lose here for Ortiz. I think he puts up a good showing against Evans, and, I don't know what to expect as far as, you know, Evans finishing him or something like that. I mean, even though he can, I'm going to just go safe and say it's actually a decision. And Rashad probably wins it pretty, you know, pretty handily, you know, not super lopsided or anything. But, you know, so what? As long as Tito's got a good showing here, I mean, again, he goes from a guy that was going to be cut from his contract to a guy who turns around and would be in the title hunt if he won. And at worst, is owed a couple of favors by Dana, or at least one favor by Dana. So, again, a very surprising situation. And who would have thought a couple of years ago when he pulled out of the boxing match with Dana White and Machida started to begin his ascension that Machida would be the one in the doghouse right now, and Tito Ortiz would be the one with his big head smiling.
You know, one thing to play devil's advocate, Tito Ortiz obviously had a long string, like, you know, 5 years of losses and that sort of thing. But, and God knows, you know, Tito, and he's before every fight, he talked about how he was healthy. And then when the fight was over, oh, I had a cracked skull. Oh, my back is broken. Whatever the case might be. Tito then underwent back surgery. And he once again claimed that after back surgery, I can train for the first time in years. I can really train for fights. And he goes in there and he beats Ryan Bader. And he talked afterwards. He had no injuries, remarkably, after this. He didn't even claim he had an injury after a win. He said, I'm totally healthy. I'm totally fine. This is the first time I've been healthy in I can't even remember how long. I'm back. I'm only 35 years old or whatever it is, 36 years old. You know, I don't know. I mean, I presume that if him and Ryan Bader fought again, who knows what would happen the second time. I'm not saying that I actually think that Tito is back as a great fighter, but maybe that back surgery, maybe it is a new Tito Ortiz. And they had a very competitive fight last time, him and Rashad. And Rashad, perhaps even more so than looking at Tito's last win, Rashad's last win was 15 months ago. It was in May of 2010. That is a long, long time.
Here's the thing, though. I mean, that was also, Tito was Rashad's first big fight. So, I mean, take that into account. And that was 4 or 5 years ago now. And again, not discounting Tito here. And again, yeah, he doesn't grab the fence. And who knows what could have happened or would have went down. But, you know, let's just say that, too. I mean, you know, that was very early in Rashad Evans' career. That was his first big fight. And he put up a hell of a showing for it. And I thought, you know, really, he should have won it. It wasn't a draw. He should have won that fight to me. You know, and then what happened to Tito after that? He's blown out by, or he loses to Machida, he loses to Griffin, he loses to Hamill. So, you know, again, this Bader thing could have been an aberration for all we know, too, and Rashad could just go out there and bury him.
Well, it's very likely it was an aberration. I'm just saying it's possible. I'm playing devil's advocate here. And when you mentioned that Tito was Rashad's first big opponent, that's true in the sense it was his first big-name opponent. But, you know, at that point, I mean, you know, Tito Ortiz at that point, you know, he lost to Liddell. He was about to go on a 3-fight losing streak. He'd had 2 wins over Ken Shamrock, which, I mean, these were like the most one-sided matches that you could possibly put together. And really hadn't even had a big win since about a year earlier with Forrest. So not to downplay Tito or anything like that. But, you know, it's I would still predict Rashad. Let's not lie. But I don't think it's completely out of the realm of possibility that Ortiz could beat him here.
No, not at all. I mean, and again, you know, we got about a week here till that show happens. There is still time for Vitor Belfort to fall off the scale during weigh-ins, or for something to happen to actually take out another one of these fights on this show.
I did predict Vitor would pull out. I just didn't think it's inevitable they've got to lose the semi-main. And of the people available, to me, it would be more likely Vitor that ends up pulling up. And again,
you know what? Hamill Gustafsson would actually have to go into the semi-main event spot, ricocheting off the Spike show.
Yeah. And again, like I said, I'm looking less at Tito's victory over Ryan Bader and more at the fact that that Rashad Evans has not fought since May of last year. That is such a long time in the, when you look at, like, you know, guys come up and they go down very quickly in this sport. And 15 months is a long, long time. We're going to talk more about this after the break. Hour 2, we're going to talk about some professional wrestling. And, God, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about. So that's coming up here in just a moment. You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
This is a special alert for car owners. If your car has less than 120,000 miles or if your current warranty is about to expire, you now have the ability to get a premium 5-year 100,000-mile extended service plan at deeply discounted rates. Consumers Choice Auto Care has set up a toll-free number so you can cut out the middleman and get a free, no-obligation quote direct. Expensive repairs will cost you nothing. In fact, you pick your own repair shop and we'll pick up the bill. You can relax knowing your coverage includes free 24-hour roadside assistance, free flat tire service, free jump start service, and free towing. Plus, it's backed by a solid A-rated insurance company. Be one of the first 15 callers with your insurance card and mileage and get a 25% discount by mentioning this ad. Call now for your free quote. 800-249-5084. That's 800-249-5084. Don't wait for a breakdown to break your savings account. Call 800-249-5084. That's 800-249-5084.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here from WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Here for the next hour, talking pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. We have a short segment here, but I wanted to very quickly mention something that I mentioned in the open, the Strikeforce Heavyweight Grand Prix and what a disaster it is right now. As noted, Alistair Overeem has pulled out. And so if you look at this tournament, it was initially scheduled, it was initially put together, these brackets, to ensure that we got a Fedor Overeem fight early on. You know, everybody thought that Fedor and Overeem were going to be on opposite ends of the bracket so they'd meet in the finals. And apparently Strikeforce thought, oh, well, you never know what's going to happen in a tournament. Let's put them near each other early and, you know, presumably they'll fight each other in the semifinals. Well, they should have just had Fedor and Overeem fighting in the opening round, because Fedor got knocked out of the tournament in the opening round. Antonio Silva ended up moving on. Fabricio Werdum and Alistair Overeem then had a horrible fight, which didn't help matters. So Overeem went to the semifinals. Overeem then pulled out of the tournament, and Daniel Cormier stepped in. On the opposite end of the bracket, we had Josh Barnett beating Brett Rogers, and thank God for that, because Brett Rogers was then arrested for domestic abuse, I believe, were the charges. So he, I believe at this point, is currently, is he still incarcerated? I believe he is, Mike. Is that correct?
Yeah, he never got bailed out, to my knowledge.
Yeah, so he's still in jail. So thank God he didn't lose. He didn't win that match right there. So Barnett went on, and of course Barnett is unlicensed in California, so they've got to shop around for commissions for his fights. And then we've got an Andrei Arlovsky Sergei Karatanov fight that Karatanov won, and Karatanov is booked for a fight in Russia in October. So if he ends up beating Barnett and then decides he's going to take a fight in October and he's not ready for the finals in December, we could, in fact, get a Daniel Cormier versus Chad Griggs finals, which I personally am hoping for, just as a final capper to the disaster that is the Strikeforce Heavyweight Grand Prix. But we'll see. It could come down to Antonio Silva and Josh Barnett, two guys that actually did beat all of their opponents leading to the finals. So we'll see how it goes. We're going to head to a break. We'll be back in 7 minutes for Hour 2, Wrestling Observer Live, here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Ron Allen. It's Sunday, supposedly a day of rest, but not in Washington. Senate leaders are trying to work out a compromise so both the right and the left feel like they have won something. The debate continues over raising the debt ceiling. Both Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and Majority Leader Harry Reid say the sides are getting closer. The misery is unimaginable as rain pours down on starving refugees in Mogadishu, Somalia. An estimated 160,000 people are crammed into mud camps with only structures made of sticks, flattened milk cans, and pieces of cloth to protect them from the elements. An offensive by African peacekeeping troops aimed at pushing Islamist militants away from the camps could worsen the situation. The cost of the compromise needed to raise the federal debt ceiling will likely inflict more fiscal pain on states still struggling to recover from the recession and the end of federal handouts. I'm Ron Allen.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, behind on your payments, or barely making minimums? Do your massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles? How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomas & Law Group carefully plan your escape. They're one of only a few remaining debt relief companies to survive the big government crackdown. Why? Because the Thomas & Law Group has proven itself, helping thousands of people like you and me reclaim our financial future for over 18 solid years. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices in all 50 states. Their expert credentialed staff can specifically tailor make your absolute best recovery plan. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But really, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomas & Law Group right away for a free, no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst at 800-756-3744. Call now, because you're tired of running in circles. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744.
President Obama continues to severely criticize Syria's efforts to control huge crowds of protesters who want President Bashar Assad to leave office. Syrian security forces launched raids on cities across Syria today, reportedly killing 70 people. In a prepared statement, Obama said he's appalled by the violence and the brutality the administration of President Bashar Assad has directed at its own people. A newly constructed model of the Wright brothers' biplane, the Kitty Hawk, was taken aloft yesterday for a test flight. Witnesses then heard sputtering and a pop before the plane crashed in a cornfield in western Ohio. Both of the volunteer pilots who had flown the plane were killed. The Federal Aviation Administration told the Dayton Daily newspaper it might take 8 months to determine the cause of the crash. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
My name is Jeannie. I'm able to work from home and be a full-time mom, and that means everything to me.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby with the Three-Step Plan Home-Based Business System. Thousands of Americans are successfully working from home with the Three-Step Plan.
My name is Bill. I've been able to pay off all of my bills and save money.
To find out how you could work from home with your own home-based business, go to 3-STEP-USA or call 800-480-2102. 800-480-2102.
Conservatives meeting in Denver have handed Georgia businessman Herman Cain a wide victory in a straw poll of Republican presidential candidates. Mr. Cain spoke to the Western Conservative Summit moments before the poll on Sunday and drew the crowd to its feet with his life story and biting criticisms of President Obama. Second place went to Texas Governor Rick Perry, who has not formally announced his presidential campaign. Former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum was in third place. Mitt Romney got 10% along with Rick Santorum. Defense attorneys are trying to save the life of an ex-combat veteran convicted of killing 11 women and hiding their bodies in and around his Cleveland, Ohio residence. Anthony Sowell was found guilty July 22nd of murdering the women. Prosecutors say Sowell lured the women to his house with a promise of alcohol or drugs, then killed them. The defense wants to convince jurors the 51-year-old Sowell was mentally ill and suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder and other mental illnesses. A top Afghan prosecutor says up to 40 people were allegedly involved in scams to bilk hundreds of millions of dollars from Kabul Bank, which nearly collapsed last year. A USAID Inspector General report estimated $850 million in loans were diverted to bank insiders who used that money to buy property, including lavish mansions in Dubai, United Arab Emirates. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Ron Allen.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade, precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, you're listening to Wrestling Observer with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here for the next hour talking pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. It is Pro Wrestling Hour here on the show. We spent the last hour talking about the Strikeforce Henderson versus Fedor show, UFC 133 coming up this weekend, and a lot more. Mike, are you aware that in exactly 6 days we are going to be watching the TNA Hardcore Justice pay-per-view?
I was not really aware of that, and is this one of those situations where because you have to watch it and you're the boss that we're all going to have to watch it too?
Well, no. I just
presumed.
Because
I don't know. I mean, I was watching Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds earlier on, and I just can't fathom like a bunch of birds busting out of my TV like a poltergeist and devouring my entire family while I'm watching this pay-per-view.
I am not joking when I say that I have absolutely no idea one single match on the Hardcore Justice pay-per-view. I don't know a single match on that show. Can you name one off the top of your head?
I'm going to say Crimson's going to be there, and I think he's still in the lead in points in that tournament thing, so I think he's going to have a match with somebody.
I'm pretty sure Crimson is on the show, but what is the main event?
Honestly, I don't know.
Sting versus Kurt Angle.
I don't know.
Sting versus Kurt Angle.
Oh, okay. That's right. I remember that. Now I do.
What else is on the show?
Rob Van Dam, Kennedy, and no, Kennedy, I don't, you know what, I don't know.
That's sad.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff going on, and when there's a lot of stuff going on, you need to do something to drive it home to people that, you know, hey, we got a show that we want you to pay for coming up, and that unfortunately they haven't done it for me, obviously, and let's see if they do it for anybody else.
I hope we've at least got a card on Thursday. I'm going to try and find the card during the break here, and we'll talk about it a little bit when we come back. But not a good thing at all when a show is coming up. You don't even know it's coming up until somebody tells you. And then you can't remember any of the matches that are taking place on the show because they've done such a terrible job on TV building them up. Hopefully there's birds involved. That's all I care about on this show. We'll talk about that after the break. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
And now, the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use. Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
If long-term unmanageable debt is making your life miserable and you're tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, get ready for a toll-free number that will change your life. Trinity Debt Management has been helping people just like you cut their interest rates by as much as 60% and increase their credit scores by up to 200 points. In fact, They have a proven program that has worked for thousands. If you're ready to consolidate your bills into one manageable monthly payment and pay off your debt, then call for a free, no-obligation analysis. Trinity's certified counselors will explain the entire program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. To cut your interest rates and help your credit score, call Trinity today at 800-899-0615. That's 800-899-0615. Get a fresh start. Call for free information now. 800-899-0615. 800-899-0615.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 877-499-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. That's 1-877-499-MYTV.
Hey, sports fans, you love Wrestling Observer Live? Can't get enough of it? Well, now you can get it delivered directly to your computer every week, automatically, so you can listen when and where you want, as many times as you want, on your PC or on your iPod. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button and have your weekly Dave Meltzer wrestling fix delivered free. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here from WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We're here for the next hour talking pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. Lots of wrestling to talk about this hour, including the TNA Hardcore Justice pay-per-view, which is coming up this Sunday. That's right, next week. This show is on the air, and apparently there is a full card. I was completely unaware of this, which is sad. Before we went on the air, Mike mentioned one of the matches on the show. It was a D'Angelo De Niro versus the Pope because of the kids, you said?
Well, it's Devon against Pope.
D'Angelo versus the Pope. That's a tough match to have. Unless they bring in the actual
Although,
Pope.
You know what? It would actually be, for some reason, he would be the only one in that company that could probably make that entertaining to me if it somehow did have to happen, where he had to play both parts. But... Yes, I tell you, Devon's kids don't listen. They didn't listen when Bubba was around, and they got beat up. And they obviously, he did not put the beating on his kids that he used to onto other people, because now they are straying from him, and they're buddying up to the Pope, and Devon does not like that because, well, I guess because Pope's pimping.
That's right. All right, let's look at this card. Some of this is now jarring my memory, which is amazing. Sting versus Kurt Angle for the title. We've got Beer Money against Mexican America, which I seem to recall they did some talking to set this up. Maybe some angles. Mickie James versus Winter for the title. Brian Kendrick versus Alex Shelley versus Austin Aries. I do remember them setting up that match. Fortune versus Immortal, which is AJ Daniels and Kazarian against Abyss, Gunner, and Scott Steiner. I seem to remember they mentioned a six-man on Thursday, but didn't go into specifics because it's Impact. Crimson versus Rob Van Dam in the Bound for Glory series, and D'Angelo De Niro versus Devon in a Bound for Glory series match. So that is your lineup for the show that is coming up next Sunday. Not looking good.
The UFC 133 show is looking a little bit better.
It really is.
We're talking about an incredibly, God, no one's going to buy the UFC 133 pay-per-view. And look, it will do more than this. It will do more than this. But let's just say at minimum, it does 200,000 buys. That's at minimum. We're going to be talking about my God, at $50, what an incredible disappointment, the UFC. How unfortunate everything went down with this show. It's a cursed show. They only got 200,000 buys.
That's not going to happen, by the way.
What then will that mean for, I know, what then will that mean for Hardcore Justice?
Well, here's what's going to happen. The UFC show is going to do about, actually 300 is probably pushing it. Let's just say it does 270,000 buys.
Yeah, 275.
All right, and TNA is going to do 8,000. So UFC is going to do 33 times the number of buyers as TNA for a show that people think is doomed.
275,000 buys and 2,500 buys. No, it would do more than that, I guess.
Destination 7, X did 8,000 buys for that X Division show. 8,000 buys. They've
so
been
I'll
doing...
definitely say 7,000 now for this one.
There's not a lot of shows that have done 8,000 buys. This one could drop below 8. This one could do 7,500. In fact, I'll predict 7,500 for this particular show here. That is really bad.
Yeah.
That is really bad.
And again, I mean, the rate, what was the rating this week? 1.2, I guess it's down from the 1.3 or whatever. It's around, it's always the same thing, and it's always the same people watching. And they just, and again, they can talk about us talking about them. And, you know, hey, if you told me I didn't have to talk about you, you know, I wouldn't. But that's, you know, people want to hear about TNA. But at the end of the day, when you just go, why are those people constantly, and you have a million people watching your show every week for free on TV, why won't they buy it? And as long as they don't buy it, it's always going to just, it will be the most glowing, obvious thing that just emanates from it. It is, no matter what, you're a TV show. That's all you are. There's no emotional investment into it. You're obviously not doing something right. Where, again, you're loyal million people, and 10% of them, tops, are the ones buying your pay-per-view. It's just, it really is amazing.
You know, when people talk about how the ratings are up very slightly, which I guess they are, they've gone from a 1-1 average to a 1-2 average, so they're up very, very slightly. What does that mean when your ratings are up very, very slightly and your pay-per-views continue to fall? That actually means you're doing worse. At least if the ratings fell, but they were getting more people to buy the shows, it'd be like, okay, your TV is, you know, not as many people are watching, but it is a success.
Yeah, because you're inspiring people to separate from their money, and know that it doesn't happen. And again, you know, they can, well, we keep our buys private and all. Yeah, of course you do. UFC does too. Top Rank does. Every promotion, you know, in theory, outside of public companies, when they announce these things, that's the absolute truth. But with that said, you always hear about. I mean, I heard about a number for, like, Holly Holm and Mary Jo Sanders, the Duel in the Desert female boxing pay-per-view 2 years ago. I mean, there was a number on Layla Ali and Christy Martin. When no one ever says anything, I mean, that's just the most important thing right there. It's just no one cares. You're just a TV show. And for wrestling fans and for people that follow wrestling, you're not a very good one. For the million people that are watching, cool, they're into it, they dig it, that's fine, but you're just a TV show. That's all you are. And if that's all you aspire to be, fine. But then why are you even running pay-per-views? Or at least why are you running them so often? And they're locked into contracts or whatever it is. But, you know, you better retool something. Because, again, if Spike ever loses interest or in case anything ever happens, then what do you do?
Now, what did you think of the birds?
Now, thankfully, I missed the bird part, which I know you saw. I didn't get a chance to see that. I only heard your description of it, which I I guess it was something. It was different, you know. Now, but was it goofy? It certainly sounded like it. So, I mean, was it as goofy as you thought earlier on this week, or... You know, have you calmed since then?
No, every time I see a bird, I think of this storyline of Sting going into Eric Bischoff's office and he unleashed a bird upon him.
Now, was it like a mockingbird? Because one of my favorite books of all time is Harper Lee's, you know, To Kill a Mockingbird. I mean, was it a mockingbird, and was there, you know, a chiffero busted up or anything like that?
It appeared to be a crow.
Ah, that would signify Sting now, wouldn't it?
Well, Sting was the one with the bird.
Oh, well, that, I guess. Like Coco Beware used to?
Sting was like, oh, here's a bird, and the bird jumped on Eric's monitor and then jumped on his desk, and Bischoff was selling for the bird. And, you know, somebody on our board was like, oh, Brian, you're an idiot. The bird was not keeping watch over Eric Bischoff. Sting locked him in his office from the outside. And first off, I was trying to figure out how exactly that works. You have an office that locks from the outside, and if someone locks you in, you just can't get out. But the bigger question is, let's just say that Sting did, in fact, lock Eric Bischoff in from the outside. Let's just say that that's what actually happened. So there was a cage match where two men were surrounded by a steel cage. And to make sure that nobody got in, they had lumberjacks surrounding the steel cage. So not only would you have to get into the cage, you have to go through the lumberjacks to get into the cage. So you're telling me that Sting was concerned that Bischoff was going to accomplish his task? Am I missing something here? Bischoff was going to go through all the fortune by himself. A 50-something-year-old man was going to go through all the fortune by himself and get into the cage and then somehow do something to either Kurt Angle or Mr. Anderson, presumably Kurt Angle. This I would have liked to have seen. That is actually even more preposterous than a watch bird.
Maybe there was concern that he'd bring Sonny Ono and he'd bring Ernest the Cat Miller and he'd bring Ray Lloyd as Glacier and then they would just super kick their way all the way through it.
I don't know what the concern was, but all I know is that there was a bird keeping an eye on Eric Bischoff on Impact this week. And every time I see a crow, all I can think about is the angle on Impact where Sting had a bird keeping an eye on Eric Bischoff. I'll never forget this as long as I live. This was the peak of stupidity.
You're going to need to go on vacation after this.
I was on vacation yesterday, and I kept seeing birds, and this is all I could think about.
Thank you, TNA. Thank you, because you know who gets the brunt of this? Us, the employees. Thank you so much. This is going to be a craptastic week.
We are back here in a moment. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
With so many gas-saving options, it's no surprise Toyota's the number one choice among consumers. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 60 months on a new 2011 Camry or a 2011 Tundra. Plus, get low lease payments, APRs, or customer cash on your favorite Toyotas like Corolla, Sienna, Highlander, Venza, and Avalon. And every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, a complimentary maintenance plan with roadside assistance. We have lots to choose from, so hurry in today. Toyota.
Toyota is the number one choice among consumers based on Toyota brand retail sales, CY 2010. 0% APR for 60 months with $1,667 per $1,000 borrowed on approved credit from Toyota Financial Services. Program covers normal factory schedule service for 2 years or 25K, whichever occurs first. See participating dealer for vehicle eligibility and complete coverage details. Offers exclude Camry Hybrid. Offers may vary by region. Offers end 7511.
Toyota, a proud sponsor of Calling All Sports and the Toyota Road Shows with Marty Terrell.
If you are in any trouble with the IRS, this message is for you. If the IRS is garnishing your wages, sending threatening letters, placed liens on your personal property, you still have rights. Ameristar Tax Centers wants to give you free information and a free consultation to show you how to save the maximum amount of money. Our expert team of tax professionals goes to work right away to negotiate the lowest payment possible. We'll represent you before the IRS or state taxing authority. Our results speak speak for themselves. So call us today for a free, no-obligation, one-on-one consultation.
Be careful. The IRS can coerce you into paying more than you actually owe.
Ameristar is a certified member of the Tax Freedom Institute. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief.
So call for free information now.
800-583-1974. 800-583-1974. Help is here. Call 800-583-1974.
Here on Wrestling Observer Live, Brian Alvarez here from WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We are here for the next hour talking pro wrestling and mixed martial arts and the return on Monday of CM Punk. He was out for a week. An entire week he was out. Now he's back, and the storyline is he has been re-signed. Mike, is the angle dead?
Well, it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be. But I'm not saying it in, yeah, it is. I mean, Hunter goes out on SmackDown, says he's re-signed him, said we're doing title versus title with two guys with a legitimate claim with it at the pay-per-view. Now, and again, there's a million or more, there's a lot of things you can do. I mean, you could always write yourself out of this if you wanted to change it up or something like that, but what, you know, why would they? I mean, it's, a week. I guess I shouldn't be surprised seeing it was only a week. And again, they look at things different. This isn't Pat Patterson sitting there with Triple H and George Scott and some other people, you know, booking an angle, because this would have gone till, I mean, this could have gone till WrestleMania. And in ways, it probably still will actually go to WrestleMania. These are, you know, going to have ramifications. You know, the Rockets, the Survivor Series. And again, you know, it's just, but with that said, I just didn't see exactly the need. I mean, it's like SummerSlam in Los Angeles would have drawn, you know, as well on its own. You could have, you know, seen without Punk how much he played into it, because obviously this last pay-per-view was up and there was interest peaked, and you could see what goes from there, because they had a couple pay-per-views coming after this. They got Night of Champions. They got a glut of pay-per-views after this, where to me, again, you didn't have to do anything with ROH. You didn't have to do anything with, you know, X, Y, or Z, but I would have kept this thing kind of going for a little bit longer. But this is not what they do. It's not it's seemingly for Triple H and McMahon. Obviously, Punk is going to be in the mix. It's not like he's going to disappear or anything like that, but it's just, I don't, for me, as an old wrestling fan, I mean, you just look at it and go, man, why would you only do this after a week? It's not like people are going to stop chanting his name. And I understand you want to strike while the iron's hot, but I don't. You were going to be in the moment on this for at least a little while, and just, that's just not the plan they had. That's not the direction they wanted to go. But as you know, it's been talked about this week. I mean, at least he was not pedigreed, and that kind of stuff didn't happen. But again, why they're doing it so fast, just to do it, I don't get it. I really don't know, because again, the more you draw it out with all the pay-per-views you have coming up. I think this was, I mean, this has been the biggest thing to generate interest. You might as well keep rolling with it. I mean, you can do the Vince Triple H thing for a lot longer than you can do the Punk thing anyway, but you could certainly have both types of scenarios going on at the exact same time. You know, Triple H dealing with all this stuff that he has to deal with now, and you still could add Punk, you know, and one of the thorns in his side has been not re-signing a guy who's marching around with the title. I mean, it just, again, it's not what they do, but it's too bad, because I think they may be short-sighted. Who knows what they do, but as of now, it certainly looks like, well, I guess they're done with all of it.
Well, here's the thing with this angle. If you look at the ideas that they have had in the last month, you know, the first idea that they had for Money in the Bank, I mean, when you look at Punk's promo and everything like that, I mean, a lot of people saw this as like the beginning of this big angle. And really what it was it was a promo to set up Money in the Bank. That's the way WWE looked at it. And the original idea for Money in the Bank was that Punk,
by the way, everybody always forgets too that they cut his mic the week before that too.
What are you talking about?
They cut Punk's mic the week before when he was sitting in the ring cutting a promo, and then they cut it the next week when he was out on the ramp, too.
I see.
I mean, but it's not like, yeah, this was not intentional that it was going to take off in a lot of ways the way that it did.
No, the idea was not, oh my God, we've got this idea for CM Punk. We're going to do this big angle for the summertime. We're going to do this big angle that might even lead to WrestleMania. You know, originally, when they first had Punk go out there and do that promo, the idea was to build to the Money in the Bank pay-per-view in Chicago. You know, that was the entire deal. I mean, if you look at the storylines that they had, and the storylines they even had as recently as this Monday, you know, the CM Punk thing is not a long-term main event thing. Maybe it will be down the road. Maybe they'll change their mind and it will be the focus of the WWE for the next year. But right now, as of Monday, you know, the original idea was he was going to go to Money in the Bank and he was going to beat John Cena, and then Alberto Del Rio was going to cash in and win the title from CM Punk. And he was not going to leave Chicago as champion. And that would have been the end, at least of that portion of the storyline. You know, presumably he would have come back. They would have done some other stuff, and he would have feuded with Alberto or something like that, or Miz or whoever, whatever the case might have been. But that was the original idea, that Alberto Del Rio was going to beat him at the pay-per-view. So they changed their minds at the last minute and decided, you know what? Let's have this guy leave with the title. We may have something here. Let's try it. So he leaves with the title. All right. Next night on Raw, they do the big Triple H Vince McMahon deal, and that sets up a way to get Punk to come back. So they bring back Punk this past Monday, and that was not the original plan. Again, the original plan, even last Monday, was that CM Punk was going to return at the end of the show, and Triple H was going to give him the pedigree, at which point Alberto Del Rio was going to come down and cash in and leave with the title. So that right there would have been the end of the CM Punk thing. So really, the way that people need to look at this, for better or worse, is that this is not like a long-term, well-thought-out plan involving CM Punk. What it is they have an idea, which is the title is going on Alberto Del Rio. And Punk continues to get a stay of execution week after week. And now it appears they're going to do the CM Punk John Cena match at SummerSlam. And my money would be on the idea that right now their plan is that whoever wins, Alberto Del Rio is going to cash in. Maybe they'll even do what they're doing on the house shows, which is that some people will run in, the match will be a no contest, and then Alberto Del Rio will cash in on CM Punk and win the title. Or maybe they'll have Punk win or Cena win, it doesn't matter, and then Alberto is going to cash in and take the title at SummerSlam. My guess would be that that is their plan right now. Now, can that change? Of course. It may change 100 times before SummerSlam. Maybe they'll decide that day, okay, you know what, let's put the title on Punk. You know, he'll unify the belts, and we'll go with one more John Cena CM Punk match at the September pay-per-view. I don't know where they're going to go, but it seems very clear to me that their idea is that Alberto Del Rio is going to be the guy on Raw. They want him to go to Mexico as the heavyweight champion. They've got a series of shows in Mexico, including television tapings, and they want him on top during that period. This is this fall, and that is where they're going to go. And whatever the twists and turns are with CM Punk up until that date, I don't see a major change in what their plan has been, because every time they make a change involving CM Punk, the very next week, it's still back to the same plan of, we're going to get this title on Alberto Del Rio. So, I don't know if you can say the angle is dead. Because I don't even know if there wasn't even an angle to begin with. Like, the original angle was supposed to end at Money in the Bank. So, yes, it is continuing, but none of this stuff is planned out. They don't have any ideas. You know, it's all, we got to write this, let's change this, let's change it again, let's change it again, let's change it again. You know, six changes this past Monday alone. So hopefully what they end up doing at SummerSlam is good. I hope and I expect CM Punk to cut some awesome promos this coming Monday on Raw and probably every week until SummerSlam. But we only got a few weeks left. And in the end, I do expect that title to be on Del Rio.
Wonder how long they're going to license out Cult of Personality for.
Well, I mean, they could use it for a long time. They just probably, if you buy the SummerSlam DVD, you're going to hear CM Punk's normal music instead of Cult of Personality.
Okay, it kills me, though. It's not like, and I do understand in a way why they would want Alberto to be in Mexico as the champion, Is it going to affect anything that much if he's not in Mexico as the champion? And again, with all this, with all this stuff, with all this time before you're going to have Cena and Rock at WrestleMania anyway, to me, unless you had, I mean, because that going to Mexico with him as a champion to me wouldn't be enough. Unless you need to put the belt on Del Rio because it's going to play into something with The Rock because you had a longer term plan, fine. But why not continue going on with this CM Punk thing? When just because you can keep going on with the CM Punk thing, because no matter who you are, whether you're smart, whether you're an average fan, no matter if you hate Cena, like Cena, hate Punk, like Punk, you're into it. So why not just keep it pumping, because it makes for good TV. And again, if that pay-per-view was up that much last time around, I forget the name of it, but the Money in the Bank one, if it was up that much last time around, then you might as well continue to play into that. And I'm surprised that they aren't just going with something that's working because they have this plan because of Alberto to Mexico. It just again,
yeah,
I don't,
but
it's
more than Alberto to Mexico. I've had a lot of people emailing saying I don't see what WWE sees in Alberto. I don't know why they don't go all the way with Punk. I don't understand this Alberto Del Rio thing. You know, for like almost a year now, I have been saying that Alberto Del Rio is going to be their guy.
Of course.
And it's not even like, you know, I'm not even endorsing this or anything. I'm just telling you that, like, here, you got to look at, like, CM Punk has been awesome, okay? But how long did it take for him to break through that glass ceiling? How long did it take?
Well, it's been, what, 5 years?
It took a long, long time. You know, he had to be exceptional on the mic. He had to get an exceptional following. You know, he needed to have that match in Chicago where the people were just going nuts and he had an awesome match with CM Punk. These are the things that Punk needed to do to break through the glass ceiling. And that's a very important key to this whole story. You know, listen, yes, CM Punk has been really, really great on television. But it took a lot. It took like a ridiculous amount for him, you know. Everyone can see CM Punk's talent. You know, everybody could see CM Punk's talent for years. But look at how long it took for WWE and Vince McMahon to recognize his talent. It took like 5 years. So, that's a cliffhanger for you. When we come back, I'm going to continue talking about why they are behind Alberto Del Rio, because I think it's a pretty simple answer. But we'll talk about that when we come back from the break. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I'm in the I need cordless cutting shears to finish this vent work business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
I'm in the if you can help my business, then you'll get my business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Want to save on gas this summer? Who doesn't? Hi, this is Spencer Tillman here to tell you that you can use your Discover card and get 5% cash back bonus when you fill up all summer long. Plus, get 5% cash back bonus when you use your card at hotels, movies, theme parks too. That's more cash back bonus from now until September 30th only from Discover. Limitations apply. Learn more and sign up today at discovercard.com. It pays to get more. It pays to Discover.
Homeowners, did you know a burglar could break into your home and get away in just 5 minutes? A locked door may not be enough to keep a thief out of your home. Think about what you can lose, and then think about this. Now you can get a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer. At 1-800-945-4637, you'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. So call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-800-945-4637. $99 installation charge. 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 a month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now. 1-800-945-4637. That's 1-800-945-4637.
If you're a sports fan, get the exciting Sports Byline Baseball app, now available in the iTunes App Store. You'll hear home run heroes like Hank Aaron, Mickey Mantle, and others talk about their unforgettable blasts. Watch in-studio interviews like Jose Canseco as he talks about his steroid use. In Voices of the Game, baseball's greatest announcers talk about their careers. Check out Baseball Memories as Willie Mays, Cal Ripken Jr., and others share their memorable moments. And if you like baseball books, you can listen to authors talk about theirs. Available in the iTunes App Store.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here from WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com, here for the next half hour talking pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. Before the break, we were talking about CM Punk and Alberto Del Rio and why I think that Alberto Del Rio is their chosen one. I just look back at like the history of WWE and the guys that Vince McMahon pushes. And CM Punk, as awesome as he has been, it just took him 5 years to break through that glass ceiling. You know, and why is that? Because he doesn't have a great physique. He's not really tall. He's very, very good on the mic. But he's got a style of promo. You know, he got over with the fans because of a different type of promo than WWE guys normally cut. You know, WWE guys cut promos like John Cena and Randy Orton. These are the promos that are written for them because these are the promos that Vince McMahon likes. And the Punk promo was not a Vince McMahon promo. You know, him and Punk got together and they worked out some stuff. But, you know, this is not the kind of promo that Vince McMahon is likely to write or to endorse. So when you look at all of these situations here involving Punk, and then you look at Alberto Del Rio, who he is tall. He cuts a pretty good promo, all things considered. He's got a good look. He is a guy that Vince McMahon knows is a tough guy, which, yes, even in 2011, that is an important thing. If Vince McMahon looks at a guy and thinks, you know, this guy could kick my ass, he looks at Alberto Del Rio, and I guarantee he thinks that. You know, Alberto Del Rio may not be a big jacked-up guy or anything like that, but this guy has got legitimate MMA experience. He was a legitimate amateur star. He's the type of guy that Vince McMahon goes, you know, this guy would give me a run for my money. Vince McMahon looks for that in people, even in 2011. So he's got that going for him. He's got the entrance with the car and the ring announcer, everything like that. And the key to all of that is that this is something that WWE created for this man. This man was Dos Caras Jr. in Mexico. He was a masked luchador who never really showed anything special down in Mexico under the mask. WWE brought him in. They told him when they brought him in that he would not have to unmask, which, of course, the first thing they did was they took the mask off him. He is given this character of Alberto Del Rio. If you saw him in developmental, he was nothing like he is today. You would never have known.
To the point where it was like, there's no way they're going to actually do this on him and have it work.
Exactly. So they bring him up. They give him this character. It exploded. This is a 100% WWE-created character. CM Punk is not. CM Punk, all of his tattoos, his name, his style of working, his style of promos, all of this stuff was developed outside of WWE. And that is a very important thing. I'm not personally saying whether this is good or bad. I'm just saying from looking at the way that WWE has booked for all of these years under Vince McMahon, this is just what they do. If it comes down to homegrown guy versus ROH guy that came to WWE, to me, it doesn't even matter how awesome the ROH guy is. There's always that part of Vince McMahon that goes, you know what? I'm going with the guy that I created. I'm going with the guy who's tall. I'm going with the guy with the good looks and the entrance and the shooting ability and the guy that we created. You know, that is the guy that WWE is going to push to the top. And that's this whole thing with Alberto Del Rio. You know, when people can't see what they see in Alberto Del Rio, this is what they see in him. This is what they're looking for. You know, they are looking at their characters in WWE in a very different way than you do and I do and all the people that listen to this show do. You know, we see something in CM Punk, and obviously to a great degree they see it as well, because they wouldn't have done all of this stuff with CM Punk if they didn't see anything in the guy. But put a gun to Vince McMahon's head and tell him you can either push Punk or you can push Del Rio. Who are you going to push? Vince McMahon is going to choose Del Rio, you know? And hey, maybe that's a gigantic mistake. You know, maybe when Punk came out and did that promo and people were saying, oh my God, this could be the beginning of a brand new boom period. This could be your next breakout star. Everybody saying that may have been right, but it's not their decision. It's Vince McMahon's. And you put that gun to Vince's head, and he's just going to choose Alberto Del Rio because that's the kind of guy he is, and that's what he's done forever, and that's what he knows.
And that's the biggest shame of it all, because it's not like anyone is saying, do not push Alberto Del Rio. It's just because I've been saying it, I mean, obviously that's what he was there for. And it really stuck out when Ricardo imitated the Big Show, and he came out, and people, everything was perfect about that segment, except the people weren't behind it, and people don't react to Alberto the way that they should. And it's not like they should stop pushing Alberto. The shame of it is, you can do two things at once. That used to be the greatest thing with that comedy. They had a bunch of stuff going on, and you look through the 80s, and, you know, all of it was good. Not all of it was good, but at least people had their places, and things were going on, and they weren't just tunnel visioned and constantly changing things or being so one-track minded on one thing. And, yes, Vince always wanted bigger guys, but the fact that they won't, and, again, it's early. Who knows what they're going to do after Monday. The feeling and the impression that I'm getting that Punk is going to be semi-afterthoughtish, and this is too bad because, again, even though you didn't make it, even though you didn't create it, even though it didn't come from your brain, you didn't mold it, touch it, any of that stuff, you can still make your money off of it. And that's what, it's just, you shake your head and you go, God, well, you know, I guess if you don't, again, and they have their plans and everything else, but I think they could probably drag more money out of CM Punk. Who cares who created it? He's with you now. Use him, make your money. I mean, at least look at it that way, because there's no other way to cut it where it may actually, in any other business, it would make sense. It really doesn't.
If you look at the last decade or so, or even going even further back, let's just look at like the last decade. You know, if you look at like the big stars, the big marquee stars that Vince has tried to and has successfully pushed. You know, you look at The Rock, and you look at like John Cena, and you look at Randy Orton, and even look at guys like Edge, who were multi-time champions. And Edge was even another guy that it took a long time for him to break through. You know, he had to prove that he was a money-drawing guy.
And again, not like Punk, but, and I don't want to say accidental is the word, but it wasn't like they decided to do something. They got smacked in the face with something and then didn't bobble it away.
No, but even in the case of Edge, let's look at Edge, okay? Edge had the title I don't even know how many times, and he got over big because of because of ratings he popped when he first won the title and Money in the Bank and everything like that. But Edge was the perennial champion of which brand?
SmackDown.
SmackDown. Of the B Show, you know?
Yeah.
And that's just, you know, if you look at, like, those names, I mean, let's take Edge out. Look at The Rock, and look at John Cena, and look at Randy Orton as molds of guys that Vince McMahon sees as the star of his A show, okay, in the last, like, 10 years or so. You know, Rock, Cena, and Orton. Now look at Punk and look at Alberto Del Rio, and it's almost like a game. It's like, forget everything you think about either guy, but just look at those names, Rock, Cena, and Orton. Just look at those human beings. Now look at Alberto Del Rio and CM Punk, and if you're Vince McMahon, which of those guys fits into your mold? The answer is Alberto.
Of course.
You know? There have been so many talented guys. There have been guys that are incredible on the mic. There have been guys that, you know, just been great in the ring and this and that. But when looking for his perennial champion, Vince has a guy that he is looking for, and that's Alberto. You know, hopefully the best that CM Punk, I mean, in a perfect world, CM Punk becomes your next Edge. You know, he is your top guy and perennial champion on SmackDown. You know, that's like, you know, that'd be a pretty damn big thing for CM Punk. You know, way beyond what anybody would have expected 5 years ago. But do I see Vince McMahon at age 65? Do I see him changing his ways and going with Punk as the perennial top guy on Raw? it's still going to be Cena and, you know, Orton's even going to be back on Raw at some point. I mean, maybe in the draft, maybe they'll do another draft next year and Orton and Punk will change places and Punk will be the man on SmackDown for like 5 years, you know, when Orton goes back to Raw or something like that. But I just, this is the way that I see things going. And we'll see.
And more dopiness that goes along with this is just, you figure you want, and again, I've said this before, and I don't want to beat it into the ground, but you have one guy who you know what he does outside of, you know, he doesn't, odds are CM Punk is not going to get your company in trouble. Well, okay, the TMZ thing, but he is not going to probably start doing drugs, start drinking, start getting car crashes, start getting bar fights, anything that would hurt you. He is a great person to have as a member of your company that when things come to PR things and things like that, you can point to a guy like that. And there's the other part of not treating him as an afterthought if it happens, or even, you know, even having the B-show mentality on a guy like that where it's like, again, are you getting everything you can out of him? Because there's ways he can help you with just things like that, that, you know, hey, you don't have to be, you know, again, it's just using him for better than what he's using for it. Forget about the wrestling aspect.
Well, actually, hold on,
wait. The other business stuff.
Hold on, they're using him great right now, and I'm not even saying B-show mentality. He is a top main eventer at this point right now. Okay, I'm just saying that breaking.
But will they keep it up? That's the thing, and I would, because I would do it. Run the horse till it's dead, because you can put. I mean, look at Kimmel. Look at the Comic-Con. You put him in spots, utilize the bastard. You didn't utilize him for years. He had this mouth. He had this attitude. He had this presence. Now you see it. Now do something with it while you continue to build Del Rio and build guys who, frankly, aren't connecting as much.
I think they're going to do something with him.
I hope so.
I really think that, I think that he's safe at a level just below Cena and Orton. I think that that's where they see him right now. And, you know, maybe he'll be at a level above Orton. But just looking at the way that they booked those two guys in the last 5 years, I don't see anybody, and that includes Del Rio at this point, I don't see anybody busting through the Randy Orton, John Cena level. You know, maybe if they keep shoving Alberto down our throats and eventually...
Yeah.
Turn him, and not even Sheamus, you know, busting through the John Cena, Randy Orton level. I don't see them letting anybody do that.
Well, I don't know. I tell you what, you can get him up to at least in Orton air. I mean, he won't be past Orton at all or anything like that. But you know, you can already say with Sheamus, well, you know, he had a little rough spell there last year, and you know, the 50-50 and all that stuff. And you know what? If they want to run with Sheamus, I mean, frankly, he would be the guy. I mean, not as much as Del Rio, but I think he would be on par with him as somebody that they really, really want for a long, long time.
I think they dropped the ball on Sheamus a long time ago. I think that he's got tons of potential. You know, we could write a book about guys they've dropped the ball on here. I mean, I'm not even saying that they listen. I don't even want anybody to interpret this in the wrong way. I'm not saying that Randy Orton and John Cena are the only two guys that should be pushed at the tippy-top level. That's preposterous. I'm telling you that's the mindset that they have right now, and I would be surprised if they let anybody else break through. But you've got so many guys, you know, Punk is like a Jeff Hardy type of guy, you know? Jeff Hardy got over so big. He got over as such a huge star. And a big reason for that is because he didn't look like John Cena and Randy Orton. He was the guy. He was one of those guys. There used to be so many guys like, you know, we've talked about all the people with different body types. CM Punk is not built like Dusty Rhodes. I'm going to use Dusty Rhodes for an example. You know, back in the day, you had fat guys, and you had giants, and you had small guys. You had every different conceivable body type. Because there was always somebody that no matter what you looked like as a fan, there was a guy that you could look like on, you could look at a TV and go, man, there's a guy like me that made it big. You know, your average hardworking kind of fat guy could look at Dusty Rhodes and go, look at that. That guy, he made it big based on having whatever. You know, CM Punk is like, he's a fan who made it big, just like the Hardys. That is such a huge thing that you can push. And I don't think they're taking advantage of that. We'll talk about this more when we come back after the break. Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Important medical alert for Zoloft users. Recent reports link the use of the antidepressant drug Zoloft during pregnancy to heart or lung problems and significant birth defects. If you or a loved one use the antidepressant drug Zoloft before or during pregnancy, and you have a child dealing with heart or lung problems, club foot, limb reduction, or other birth defects, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation and future medical expenses for your child's condition. Call now for a free case evaluation, 800-274-4713. If you or a loved one use the antidepressant prescription drug Zoloft, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-274-4713. That's 800-274-4713. Protect your legal rights today. Call 800-274-4713.
The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwald, admitted in California, office address 4350 Executive Drive, Suite 150, San Diego, California, 92121. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by separate local counsel for principal responsibility.
This is a special alert for car owners. If your car has less than 120,000 miles, or if your current warranty is about to expire, you now have the ability to get a premium 5-year, 100,000-mile extended service plan at deeply discounted rates. Consumer's Choice Auto Care has set up a toll-free number so you can cut out the middleman and get a free, no-obligation quote direct. Expensive repairs will cost you nothing. In fact, you pick your own repair shop and we'll pick up the bill. You can relax knowing your coverage includes free 24-hour roadside assistance, free flat tire service, free jump start service, and free towing. Plus, it's backed by a solid A-rated insurance company. Be one of the first 15 callers with your insurance card and mileage and get a 25% discount by mentioning this ad. Call now for your free quote. 800-249-5084. That's 800-249-5084. Don't wait for a breakdown to break your savings account. Call 800-249-5084. That's 800-249-5084.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
We are back here for the final segment on the show. Brian Alvarez here from WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Just wanted to make one last comment here about CM Punk when I compared him to Jeff Hardy. You know, Jeff Hardy got so big. Jeff Hardy was the biggest star in wrestling a couple of years ago before the big fall, the departure to TNA, the drug bust, everything like that. You know, CM Punk is like, he can be that guy. He can be that guy who, he is a fan who made it big. He is the voice of the people. He's somebody that the fans can get behind. It's like he's one of them. You know, he's one of them that went all the way. And better yet, he's drug-free. So you're not going to have the problems that you ran into with Jeff Hardy. You know, this is a character. I don't want to say this character could be as big as Steve Austin because it's a different time, it's a different era, but that's what Steve Austin was. He was the working class guy who beat up his boss. And in a different sort of way, you can do something like that with CM Punk. But I don't know. We'll see how it goes, but you know, the constant changes of plans and the stays of execution for CM Punk, long term, third, fourth from the top of the company. But I don't know if they have it in them to, and I shouldn't say they. I don't know if Vince McMahon at 65 has it in him to push CM Punk as the de facto number one top guy in WWE.
No, I don't think so either. And it's just, you know, it's too bad, too, when you think about it. Cena can be in that company playing to one aspect. Punk can be in that company playing to the, you know, the set between 16 and 34 that can most identify with them. They can have Sheamus. They can have these guys, and they don't have to be so tunnel-visioned if they just would stop and think about how to utilize them all the best for the longest term. And it's always frustrating when it doesn't seem like they do that.
We are out of time, but tomorrow CM Punk is going to address his return on Raw. We'll see how they explain this in storyline. Why did he come back after cutting a promo talking about how he was just tired of WWE and he wanted to go home and he hated it there? He's going to explain that tomorrow. We're going to be back next week talking more about the TNA Hardcore Justice pay-per-view. We'll talk all the news in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts, as we'll be doing all week at WrestlingObserver.com. So check out WrestlingObserver.com for more. That's it from here. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
What's up, all? It's me, Pete Clemente, the host of the No Holds Barred show. I just want to personally invite you to tune in every Sunday night, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 5 to 7 Pacific Standard Time, every Sunday night on the Sports Byline Radio Network. We'll see you then.